Chris Lewerton here at WJBM Studios this morning. I have a guest, but a little prelude before I introduce my guest. As many of you know, I was in construction business and real estate business and still in rentals. And people have asked me, hey, Chris, you know, you really have done well in a rental. What happened? What's the number one thing that attributed to your success? And a lot of people are expecting me to say Brenda, which she is definitely a big asset. But Tony Heitzik was my man from CNB Bank. And he is here with me here today. Tony is regional president of CNB, handles 6 different banks. Tony, glad to have you.
Good morning.
So, Tony, a little bit about you. You grew up on the farm?
Yes, a dairy farm. And we milked cows when I was a kid. And one thing led to another. And how I got off the farm and into banking, I really don't know. I graduated in 1980, so Dad said farming wasn't too good then. I better find something else to do.
Yeah. Go where the money is.
That's right. Interest rates were high, and it was one of those things that it just worked out that way.
Well, how about CNB? Did you start off with Cornerstone?
Actually, that wasn't the name of it. It was called Green County National Bank in Carrollton. Uh-huh. And I started there in 1986.
I see.
And then we grew. We expanded into Jerseyville and then Alton. And then we merged with Carlinville National Bank and became, we took 4 banks and put them into one under the CNB umbrella.
I see. Yeah. And how many facilities are there?
We have 18 branches total now.
Wow. And what counties do you cover?
Jersey, Greene. We're in Pittsfield, Jacksonville, Chapin, Brighton, Alton, Edwardsville, Clayton, Missouri, and then we have 3 branches in Chicago area, and then Carlinville, Taylorville, Hillsboro, and Verdon, and Litchfield.
Man, that's a lot of banks. Yeah. That's a lot of money over there. What do you enjoy the most about? Because you've been in it a long time. You must like it. I mean, you could have went back to milking cows, but you didn't. I mean, you know there's money in that. But what have you really liked about the banking business?
I think it's really the satisfaction of helping people, watching them succeed and being part of that and helping them achieve their dreams, whether that be owning a house or a farm or being successful in business, whatever it might be. That's always pretty rewarding when you're able to see somebody grow the way, like in your case, to be in several different entities and be a success in all of them.
Yeah, yes, you definitely helped me a lot. I can remember when I was really hustling, trying to find down and out properties that I could buy cheap because I didn't have any money. And I'd get usually 3 portfolios together, bring them into you, you'd pick them up, you'd look at this one, look at the first one, then you'd look at the second one, then you look at the third one. I'd just be waiting patiently, and then you say, Chris, I kind of like this one right here. And I go, well, that's the one I like too. So that's what we'd go with, and we'd put something together, and it worked. It worked like a charm. What advice do you have to young people, old people, whatever, that are going into business or want to expand their business? What do you got to tell them?
I, from a banker standpoint, obviously, building a good relationship with a banker, any banker for that matter, that you can talk to, rely on for advice, and be able to bounce ideas off. That's probably a key. But also keeping good records, knowing your costs and you know what you're how you're going to get from here to there, and have a plan in place. Not just it's good to have an idea, but it's good to have a plan and how you're going to attack it. You know, from buying a property to either renovating it or making a commercial business, putting a commercial business in it, something of that nature that would help you generate the income you want to do and profitability out of it. So it's but it is very key to keep good records and keep your banker informed. Let them know what problems you may have encountered or what unexpected items might pop up. Or if you got a problem, talk to them ahead of time before it becomes a worse problem. You know, if you can't make a payment or something of that nature, it's better to talk to them first than to have them call you.
Right. You know, one thing that I always thought, and I think you probably would agree with me, is when you have a relationship with a banker, do all you can to follow through with what you say you're going to do. And that really builds trust, actually deposits in the relationship.
Definitely, definitely. And that, you know, things change. Everything can life can throw a curveball at people. And, you know, you do need to be flexible, and it's good to have that ability. You know, if you get into a situation where you think, hey, this is not working out, here's another path I can take, and you know, it's good to talk that over with your banker and say, yeah, I think that'll work. I think you can transition to that from what your original plan was and make a go of it. So there's lots of ways to look at it, but communication is probably the biggest key, and keeping in touch. And knowing that, hey, I've got somebody to rely on, and you know, you don't always have to take the advice, but generally there's a lot of experience there that you can rely on, and make a go of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of advice do you have for a young couple or a young person or whatever, even older, that want to buy their first home? Any advice, things that they need when they come into the office and they're going to sit down with a banker, what do they need to get in line?
Main thing, their financial information, you know, bring in pay stubs, bring in tax returns, things of that nature. Know what you actually owe different people, if you owe on a vehicle, if you owe on another house at the time, and understand that they're you know, we look at a lot of different things. We look at credit, and keeping credit clean is a key. You never want to let a loan, a credit card, or any kind of payment go over 30 days past due, because once it hits 30 days, that's when it gets reported to the credit bureau, and that can ding your credit. So keeping credit clean, that's a big key. But also being able to come in and have the information available, and know that, yeah, I think I can afford this property. Maybe they were renting before and they're going into a purchase, or maybe they already own a property and they're going to upgrade, whatever it happens to be. But knowing where you stand financially is good. It helps tremendously.
You know, for the past several years, we've been blessed with low interest rates, and now they've come up. What's a 30-year note now?
Their 30-year fixed rates are in the upper sevens, low 8% range. And so, yes, that's high in recent history. the last 10 years, we saw a lot of mortgage loans being in the 2%, 3%, and 4% range, fixed for 30 years. And right now we're seeing them, you know, bumping that 8%. But in the long run, and in my banking career, I've seen rates a lot higher. In fact, when I first started, we wrote a lot of loans in the 13%, 14%, 15% range. And people made it. They made it work. And I know when we built our house, we were in the double digits as far as interest rates go. And when they got down to, I think, 8.5%, we thought it was great. and now people are concerned about 8% rates. So it's all what you've been used to, and we've been in a very low rate cycle for a long time.
Do you think, is this a thought? I don't get your opinion on this thought. You want to build a house or you want to upgrade, and you go ahead and you get the interest rate, 7%, 30-year note. But you're kind of thinking, well, when the rates go down, I'll refinance. Is there some truth to that?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of that going on right now. Yeah. And some people are choosing to go with adjustable rate mortgages right now at a little cheaper option. But to be honest with you, it's not that much cheaper than fixed rates, just because short-term rates are as high or higher than long-term rates are right now. So, and that's the yield curve is not a typical yield curve where you've got your lower rates at the beginning and your longer rates go steadily up out to 30 years. It's more of a flat or in some cases inverted yield curve where short-term rates are higher than long-term rates.
How about we go to the other side? Yeah, interest rates are high, but it was really nice if you have some money, and instead of getting 1% on your money, now you're able to get what kind of percentage? What's some options out there?
Oh yeah,
if you have an extra some extra dollars.
Yeah, you can get 5% now for 6 to 12 months on your money, which is. I told people the last several years it was a good time not to have money because deposit rates were low and borrowing rates were low. So if you didn't have money and needed to borrow money, it was a great time. Now the opposite's occurring. It's not as good a time to borrow money, but it is a good time to save money. And if you've got funds setting aside in a lower interest account or a checking account, not drawing anything, right now you can get somewhere in that 5% range on your money, which is a nice little bonus that we haven't seen for some time.
Yes, yeah, for sure. How about car loans? Do you do many car loans?
We do. Some of our branches do more than others. It just depends on which market we're in. Our Jacksonville market is a big consumer lender. They specialize a lot in car loans. We do several of them out of here, but over the past years, the dealers, the manufacturers do a lot of car loan lending too, Ford Credit and GMAC and things like that.
Yeah. I see. I want to switch back to interest. Okay, interest. There's different kinds of interest. Compound interest. What are some of the interests that we can?
Well, on deposits, typically you look at compound interest, so that the more frequent you earn interest on interest. So essentially, in an account, some accounts pay interest. They may pay it monthly, they may pay it quarterly, it may be semi-annually. But once it goes back into your account, then you're getting interest not only on your initial deposit, but on your interest that you earned on that deposit. So you're steadily growing that that investment. Now, on loans, we don't charge interest on interest. Obviously, I guess it would be nice if we could, but in any case, no. With loans, it's called simple interest in most cases, to where you pay a daily, your interest rate is broken down over the number of the days in the year, and if you pay that loan off early, you don't pay that extra interest for that whole year. So if you set up a 6-month note and you pay it off in 3 months, you're only going to pay 3 months worth of interest.
Yeah, that's kind of a good strategy to get enough money to cover whatever you're covering if you're in business or buying a home or whatever. And so your payment is lower, and if you have extra money, you can pay right on principal.
Exactly.
And that way you can cut that final loan down.
Right.
And
you'll save a lot of money in the long term.
Yeah, that's
a lot of people will, if their payment is 450 $50, they'll round it up to $500 a month. Yeah, $50 doesn't maybe sound like much, but it does cut your interest cost
right off the
quite
top.
A bit over the long term of that loan. So, yeah, by rounding up or paying extra every once in a while, they may put a lump sum on it at the end of the year from some source that they had, and they may cut a 30-year loan down to 20 years and save a ton of interest.
Have you seen many changes in the banking industry in the last years?
Yes. Everywhere. Since I started, we started out with cash and checks, and that was, of course, 1986, and now we've got dozens of ways to do banking, whether it be, you know, internet banking, mobile banking, right now, you know, debit cards. There's all sorts of ways to pay for goods and products and services, and it's changed tremendously. But, you know, now you don't even have to go into a bank. You can deposit a check over your phone, and you know, it's in your account. So we've seen the typical paychecks getting issued every week or every other week, you know, people coming in to cash them. Most of those are all direct deposit anymore. People don't even get a paper check. They may just get an email that says, you know, it's in your account. So it's changed tremendously. You can look up so much of your information online now. When you log into the website, you can pull up statements for the last few years and look, you know, prepare for your taxes, whatever you want to do, pretty much at the tip of your finger and a click of the button. So it's changed dramatically. It's cut down on paperwork quite a bit.
Okay.
For individuals. We still handle a lot of paperwork, but I will say checks and cash are used less and less all the time, and debit cards and electronic transactions and so forth are the primary way people are doing banking anymore. So,
I know we recently retired out of the restaurant bar business, and it was 75% credit card.
Yeah.
And maybe a check once a month, somebody bring in a check, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, they didn't know what a check was. They didn't know how to handle a check. What's this thing? What do you do with this?
There's several young people that have never written a check.
Well, I just got my first debit card just the other day.
Really?
So I'm really behind the times, but I like cash. Cash
yeah.
is good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, anything to add to this info?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to come out here to WJBM. It's been a great radio station for several years, and I listen to it regularly and enjoy the shows, enjoy the music, and I like to have something local here that the community can utilize and get the word out on their business or event or whatever it might be.
Yeah, well, thank you. We thank you, everyone here at the studio, for advertising and promoting the radio station, because without advertisers and people supporting us, the station would not be alive, and it needs all the help it can get, and you've definitely, along with all the other businesses that support it, keep it kicking, and that's what we got to do. Keep it going and be the local source for news, sports, ag info, and real country music.
Yes.
So thanks for being here, Tony.
Thank you.